streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Did you know Amazon provides ways of working that fit your lifestyle? They know you value your time outside of work, juggling family, school, friends, or other activities. That's why they offer a variety of shifts that work for you. There are full-time, part-time, and even temporary opportunities that can work with your schedule, with great starting pay and sign-on bonuses. If you want a career that fits and adapts to your lifestyle, head to Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is a proud equal opportunity employer.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, party people? It's your boy, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. Well, Wednesday, May 19th, the NBA playoffs are underway. I don't want to hear anybody tell me, I don't like the play-in games. Play-in games are dumb. Yeah, Pacers-Grizzlies stunk. Unwatchable for, you know, the final three quarters. But how about Jason Tatum? Tell me you did not like Jason Tatum giving Russell Westbrook and the Wiz a 50-burger. 17 for 17 on free throws. I could not shake the image of watching Jason Tatum go to work on Boston and say, man, his footwork is impeccable. This guy clearly had a deep relationship with Kobe Bryant, and I saw a lot of Kobe Bryant out there from Jason Tatum when he was going to work. Inside, outside, like a ballerina in the paint, just going to work. Like, Russell Westbrook had no chance against him. I mean, really, nobody did. Davis Bertans was terrible. He's a three-point gunner, 0 for 7 from deep. And if he's not making shots, you can't put him on the court. They had no matchup for Tatum. He goes for 50, and we gave out a winner on the opening night of the NBA playoffs. I'm fired up, folks. Very excited for tonight's game. Warriors-Lakers, obviously the main course. I don't know who's excited for the appetizer, Spurs, Grizz. I'll give out that pick a little later. I do want to hype up our guest because he's tremendous. Had a great conversation with Andy Kamenetsky. He runs a Lakers podcast. He has covered the Lakers for many years, from LA Times to ESPN the magazine. Him and his brother have been a fixture out here covering the Lakers for almost 15 years. And, you know, because the guy's trending, Mr. Kwame Brown, I got to be careful what I say about Kwame Brown if you follow the story. Andy has actually covered Kwame with the Lakers. We'll get into that a little bit. We touched on Kwame very little earlier this week, but truthfully, if you've seen his YouTube videos going scorched earth on Gilbert Arenas, Matt Barnes, Steven Jack, I mean, it is, you know, obviously don't watch it around the kids. Hashtag dad life. The language is spotty to say the least. I'm not going to say anything bad about Kwame Brown. I'm not going to even call him a bust. Kwame Brown is a very tough-talking individual who says a lot of stuff. I don't want to get on his bad side. We talked to that with Andy. But quickly, let's quickly talk. Rob G., we did our all-NBA teams, I think 2 weeks ago, maybe last week, and I had Jason Tatum on the third team. Did you have Tatum on any of your teams?
I did not.
You did not. Okay. Do you regret it after his 50-burger to open the playoffs?
No, because it is a regular season award, so no.
I knew you were going to go there. I knew you were going to say that. So if LeBron, who I did not put on my all-NBA teams because he played 45 games, it's not a disrespectful shot at King James. When you play in 62% of your games, tough to win an award. I mean, every 10 games, he's playing in six of them. Guys, that's not sufficient for me. But if LeBron has a monster game tonight against Chef Curry, will I regret putting LeBron, not putting him on an all-NBA team? No, because it's different. He just didn't play enough. Jason Tatum was on my third team all-NBA because he is a fantastic player. I saw the stat that he now has 3 50-point games this season, tied with Curry for most in the league. And I think if you guys listened to that all-NBA podcast, I said Tatum is one of the best one-on-one players in the league. I actually, and Rob, this take is probably a little too hot for you, I am of the belief that the Boston Celtics, with a coaching advantage in Brad Stevens, with a advantage in the toughest guy on the floor, Marcus Smart, I think Marcus Smart will probably match up with James Harden, and they'll try to cut the head off the snake. And I think Boston can steal a game or two. A lot of people instantly are thinking, oh, it's going to be a sweep, no Jaylen Brown. Nothing's easy against this Boston team. I do want to remind people, the Brooklyn Nets have barely played their big three together. Yes, their offense was number one in the league. It is the most efficient offense in NBA history. Yes, that is a fact. But they don't play a lick of defense. And I mean, I don't see why Boston's defense can't give them some problems. Now, obviously, with Jaylen Brown, it would be a whole nother story. I might actually throw some shekels on Boston to pull the upset. But no Jaylen Brown, they're just not deep enough on the wing. Listen, we're probably going to see Romeo Langford matched up at times with Kevin Durant. Suboptimal, to say the least. Boston, not as great defensively this year. A lot of that has to do with the injuries. Smart missed time. Kemba Walker, who doesn't play much defense, missed a lot of time. They were tied for 14th in the league defensively. Brooklyn ended up 19th in defensive efficiency. But a lot of those numbers are fugazi because when you put their big three on the court, I don't know who the other two guys are. If they're Blake Griffin and Joe Harris, that's going to be a prop. Boston is going to get buckets. Rob, if I tell you Brooklyn 4-2, do you laugh at me?
No. Because, you know, I think that Brooklyn, like you mentioned, they're going to have some chemistry issues to sort out, especially in a playoff setting where everything grinds down to a halt. It's half-court offense. And one thing we learned early on in the James Harden era in Brooklyn is that he seems apprehensive to just fully take over the way we know he can. And I think that he's good enough on his own where he could just will this team talent-wise to a 4-0 or a 5-1 or 4-1 series. But I think he knows they have bigger fish to fry later on in the postseason. Yeah. So they're going to be working out a lot of kinks, and these games are going to be, I'm not going to say they're going to be closer because I think Brooklyn will win pretty handily, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if Brooklyn stretched it out to six games.
Yeah, I was surprised at the number of jackals who jumped in my Twitter mentions right after the game saying, oh, Brooklyn swept them this year. They barely had their guys. I'm like, yo, check the box scores. It's not like the Celtics had all their guys all the time. And I'll say this. I like what I saw from Tristan Thompson, who has been often a punching bag on some of those LeBron teams. He was an animal. Down low, 12 and 12, a big plus 15 off the bench. You give me Tristan Thompson inside and, you know, a little Marcus Smart on James Harden, and I personally would put Tatum on Kyrie. Now, that could lead to foul trouble, and I would put one of your, like, I mean, not Evan Fournier,
But I think you've got to get creative and maybe throw. I think we're going to see a lot of Grant Williams in this series. I would not be surprised if we saw a little Romeo Langford action. Like, Boston's going to have to cobble some stuff together. That being said, Boston played Tuesday night. The Nets will have had a full week off before the game on Saturday night. They're Saturday evening. The Saturday lineup is actually pretty damn good. I got a basketball game for my son and two soccer games Saturday, hashtag dad life. Heat Bucks is, I think, like your noon game. Dallas Clippers. By the way, did you hear Luka Doncic, Rob, said that the Morris twin on the Clippers came up to him and apologized when they met during the regular season for what happened in the playoffs last year? I just file that away. I think things will get heated between these two teams. There is no love lost because, let's be honest, Luka Doncic is the best player on the court. Saturday's third game is Boston and Brooklyn. You know, I would look, if you're looking to gamble on that, I would look strongly at a Boston first half play. Again, they played the South, the Brooklyn Nets have been off all week. James Harden, I think, has played one game, or one and a half games in the last 3 months. Maybe Boston comes out and plays well, and Brad Stevens has something up his sleeve. And then, of course, the nightcap is Portland-Denver. Now, we're not going to get our picks in on the podcast, but I will say this. I like Portland in that series, Rob. I have started to look at some of the numbers. I don't like, without Jamal Murray, the backcourt matchup is so tilted toward Portland. And if they can get anything out of Robert Covington, who was pretty dreadful this year, if they can get anything out of Norman Powell to defend Michael Porter Jr., I like the idea of Nurk inside. I don't think Jokic steamrolls him. Jokic will get his, but I don't know where the rest of the points come from, and I think Portland will pull the upset in that series. Is that, you said, wow. Do you love Portland there? Do you love Denver in that one?
No, not at all. I mean, I think it's going to be I thought this one was going seven. I haven't heard anybody say, I don't think, that they are in love with Portland in this series. Just because Jokic is, I think, going to be the runaway of the MVP. Michael Porter Jr. makes a strong case for most improved player. He has, I think I read, the most efficient season by any player, you know, in their second season or something, some weird specific stat like that. But he's been really good, especially since Jamal Murray's gone down. And Portland is Portland. We know who they are. They're fun to watch, but they're ultimately not built for playoff basketball. And so for you to go on a limb this early to say that you like Portland in this series, to me, is very impressive.
It's not that incendiary of a take when you look at the starting backcourt for the Denver Nuggets. It is probably going to be someone named Facundo Campazzo, the European, who is a flashy kid to watch. He is fun. I like his game. But probably starting at the other guard spot is going to be Will Barton, who's more of a wing. He's not a great shooter. And then you've got MPJ. Are we calling him MPJ yet? Is he just an initial guy?
No, he's not there yet.
No, he's not there yet. Okay. And then I like Aaron Gordon and then, you know, Jokic. But I just Portland has such a considerable advantage in the backcourt. I keep leaning on the Nets over the Sixers, given the backcourt advantage with Kyrie and Harden against my guy, Danny Green, former neighbor Danny Green, and Seth Curry. Basketball is still a guard game in the playoffs. And yes, Jokic will eat. And I don't have confidence in Aaron Gordon, who I like a lot, to step up and be that third scorer. So yes, I will be taking Portland. Now, we do preview Lakers-Warriors significantly with Andy. But I have to ask you, Rob, do you have any financial investment in this game? Lakers favored by an odd 4.5.
No, I do not, because I'm not a degenerate gambler. And
he's not a degenerate.
As you know,
playing game, dog.
You were friends on Instagram that you saw. I just spent a ton of money to take my daughter to Disneyland. So the funds is low right now. And so we are not going to be investing any money into the betting market this week.
What do you drop at Disney? Like four bills? I mean, I know the lunch
is ridiculous. Tickets alone were almost five, not counting what we spent in the
park.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's a big one. Was it worth it though?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you get to see your kid's face light up, of course it's worth it. That's the dad thing to say, right?
Best ride was?
I only got to go on the little kid rides, but I did like
you
what
guys
they did
do
to
Jungle Cruise?
No, it's closed for refurbishment.
Oh, I did like that ride. I'm the guy who's with my kids yelling, like, oh my gosh, there's an anaconda and stuff like that.
I like laughing at the corny jokes. I like the bad jokes.
Yes, the corny jokes. Yes, indeed.
No, but they refurbished the Snow White ride, which was cool. You know, it's probably not appropriate for a 1.5 year old, though, I will say. It's very dark and ominous in that ride. Mm. A lot of dark themes. So she was a little scared. But other than that, we had some good times.
Since you went 0 for 2 Tuesday night, I thought I'd bring that up again. Your guy, LaMelo Ball, any thoughts on his playoff debut? He was 4 of 14 in 27 minutes for 14 points, and he had a minus 35.
Oh, he looked shooketh, but it's hard to really jump too much down his throat, down his throat, because they were down so big so fast.
Yeah.
It was hard to really get a gauge on that game at all, because it was a 20-point lead in the first quarter.
Yeah. So it's like, you know. That game was, it was garbage. Pacers, Wizards interest you at all?
No.
If you're looking for any excitement for that game, Wizards, Pacers, they met three times this year. It was the second fastest paced game in 25 seasons when they played last time. I mean, I think somebody scored 154 points. So lean to the over in the Wiz-Pacers game. I don't know, Rob. I know you have a bustling nightlife. So Thursday night, I don't know if you're staying in for Wiz-Pacers or if you're going to be out and about on the town.
Now, you know what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be reading more columns that I saw like in the Boston Globe where they said that Jason Tatum would be better off if he idolized Kevin Garnett rather than Kobe Bryant.
That's not a real thing.
That is a real thing.
That
and,
happened?
And sure enough, a couple of days later, he goes and drops 50 in true Kobe fashion.
I mean, it was
such
a Kobe game. Oh, dude, he's such a good player. I mean, I'm just in the... Listen, again, I was born in New York, grew up Knicks/Lakers fan. I don't need to tell the story. The first game I ever went to was Knicks-Lakers at the Garden. And the second game I ever went to was Knicks-Lakers at the Forum on my dad's like only business trip to L.A. We got so lucky. It was like the stars aligned so I would like these teams. And I have disliked, I don't want to say hate, you know, I got kids. I've hated all Boston teams. Red Sox, kind of the Bruins, even though I don't even really follow hockey. But clearly the Celtics, Jason Tatum by like a mile is my favorite Celtic player ever. I mean, it's not even close. Like, I don't know how you can not like him. When you watch his game, the dude is just unstoppable. He's gifted offensively. I mean, he's been to the conference. I think he's been to the Eastern Conference Finals 2 of the 3 years he's been in the league. Or it might have been 3 or 4. I don't know. But bottom line, the guy's a winner. He's really talented. And for whatever reason, he just gets lost in this shuffle of like, oh, there's a million great wings. I mean, if you ask me now, you know, are you building around Jason Tatum or like 99% of the league? I'm taking Tatum. It's like, yeah, I would take Zion over Tatum and I would take Luka. But after that, like guys under like 30 years old, who am I missing? I mean, Curry's over 30. LeBron's over 30. KD, Harden, I think are all over 30. I mean, Jason Tatum for me might be the third best player under 30 in the NBA. I mean, I'll look at the scoring leaders, Rob, but I'm absolutely enamored. Like, what are you, Donovan Mitchell or Jason Tatum? Who are you building around?
Oh, Jason Tatum.
Bradley Beal or Jason Tatum?
Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a machine. I'm sorry. Somebody's yelling, Giannis, how could you skip Giannis? I'd have to legitimately think about that because Tatum's played in more Eastern Conference Finals than Giannis has. And I do think Giannis's game is limited. Given the lack of shooting ability, he shot 30% from deep this year. Tatum at 38%. I'm in the tank for Zach LaVine, but I'm not taking him over Jason Tatum. Certainly not Joel Embiid. You guys know I'm a big fan of Ben Simmons. Again, Devin Booker, Trae Young. I would take Tatum over Jokic. That's a tougher one. Jokic or Tatum?
Jokic.
Interesting.
The passing ability is what does it for me.
It's interesting. I'll wrap up with this before we get to our guest. Rob, I saw some data floating around about who voted for who in the MVP and the coach of the year and sixth man and all that. And it was weird. The MVP column was like, it was only 20 votes, but like all of them were for Jokic. Is he going to be the unanimous MVP?
I actually had that conversation on Tuesday night with Chris Broussard. He is a voter as well. And we talked about it. I said,
who do you vote?
He voted Jokic.
Oh,
and the question was, I asked him, I said, hey, Do you think it's possible that he becomes a second unanimous player, even though we all agree that he probably, you know, for that level of distinction, you don't think of Nikola Jokic as a unanimous MVP caliber player. But in this quirky season with everybody hurt and guys missing time and, you know, the next biggest competition being Embiid, who only played 70% of the games, you know, is it possible? And he's told me flat out, I wouldn't be surprised if he was unanimous.
Yeah, I just saw this. Jokic second in the league in triple-doubles. Kind of a big deal. He's led the league in double-doubles, 60 double-doubles in 72 games. Played in all the games, which is impressive in a season where everybody's hurt. He was top 15 in minutes per game, number one in player efficiency rating. The guy had an incredible season. And you can't penalize him because everyone else was hurt. I just keep going back to the conversation we had, like, Steph Curry, 48, 42, 91. You take him out of that team, and they are third worst in the NBA. So I hope somebody voted for Curry. I doubt it happened. But maybe somebody voted Embiid, but it's probably a clean sweep for Nikola Jokic. All right, without further ado, I forgot, before I get to our guest, quick picks for tonight's games. We'll go with 1-0 after the Celtics winner. Rob, I can't help myself. I have to take the Lakers favor by 4.5 here. I feel like the number's a little light. And you know I'm in the tank for Curry, my favorite player in NBA history. That is a true story. I've got to go with the Lakers favor by 4.5 here. And I'm not official play, but I like the Spurs getting points against Memphis. I think Memphis is a little overrated. And the Spurs are deeper, and I trust Popovich. So do you have a pick, Rob?
Got the Lakers bigly. I think the 4 points is way too low. That got him double digits at least. The Spurs Grizzlies game is tough just because I don't know what to make of either team. You know,
don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
I think that the Grizzlies are a tough team. They're tenacious, but at the same time, it'd be a massive coaching mismatch with Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
And he might have something up his sleeve. So I think I lean Spurs in that one with the points.
I think I saw a stat where that like one of these networks had their experts pick the game and 15 of 16 picked the Grizzlies. You know what that means. When the world zigs, your boy J-Mac zags. Give me the Spurs. All right, guys. Without further ado, let's get to our guest, Andy Kamenetsky.
Look, we're all adults here, and I know some of us choose to use nicotine to relax, focus, or just unwind after a long day. Lucy is a modern oral nicotine company that makes nicotine gum, lozenges, and pouches for adults who are looking for the best, most responsible way to consume their nicotine. It's a new year. Why not start it out by switching to a new nicotine product that you can feel good about? If you enjoy using nicotine, you should definitely check out Lucy's products at lucy.co. That's lucy.co, and use promo code FIRE at checkout. Also, I have to read this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Remember, if you are interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and be sure to use that promo code FIRE.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy. Knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire. We want to preview the Lakers. Obviously, everybody cares about the Lakers. Lakers-Warriors tonight is a massive game. The most hyped play-in game ever. Obviously, this is the second year of the play-in. Ha ha! So I thought we'd bring in Andy Kamenetsky. He has covered the Lakers basically forever. If you have, I've only been out in LA for 5 years, and it's hard to miss Andy and his brother. They are have been around the team forever. So I thought we'd bring him, Andy. Andy, how are you, man?
Good, good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm kind of hyped for the game. Obviously, LeBron versus Curry, we got a lot to get into. But I thought before we got to that, I would start with you and how long you've been around the Lakers. Because it's weird, Andy. Everybody says, oh, well, it's the Lakers and their royalty and LeBron. People forget what, like, you know, before LeBron got here, the Lakers were quite bad for 6 years. People forget that. You were around the team then, right?
Well, yeah, also too. I mean, my first season covering the Lakers, my brother and I do the Locked On Lakers podcast as part of the Locked On Network, but we first came in doing it for the LA Times, doing what was then their first sports blog, covering the Lakers. And that was Phil Jackson's first season back with Phil, the beginning of the Kwame Smush era. So those 10 years that I covered Kobe, there was a lot of chaos. You know, there was the chaos of when he demanded the trade. There was the chaos that came with his Achilles tear and, you know, the organization being thrown into these crossroads. And then there was obviously the attempt at the rebuild and, you know, or I think in the Lakers case, they're fighting a rebuild, fighting the perception that they're actually trying to rebuild, fighting some of the steps that would have been necessary to do it, which led to some fallow years and I think kind of falling ass backward in the draft picks that they weren't really going for. But yeah, they are at the top again, you know, coming off a championship season, which it always feels like the Lakers end up. But there's been a pretty big roller coaster in between.
Yeah. Again, I think six straight years, no playoffs. The year before that, 2013, they got dusted in the first round, swept by the Spurs. Andy, but you mentioned it, Smush Parker and Kwame Brown, that era. You know, we had Jim Jackson on the podcast, and he told a funny story about that Smush Parker series when he knew it was over. And he, you know, called
late
his real
addition
estate
to the 2006 season, Jim Jackson.
Yes, he called his real estate agent like midway through the series when Smush Parker started to, you know, get in his feelings and was like, "All right, you know, this is over. We're going to lose the series." And Kwame Brown's been in the news a lot this week, and that's not a name you've heard anybody's mentioned really, other than you know, as like a joke, the butt of a joke. But Kwame Brown is like pushing back against the fact that he was a bust. I guess he's just sick of being a whipping dog for so many years and a punchline. What was he like around the Lakers?
You know, I really liked Kwame when I covered him for about 2.5 seasons. He was very different than I expected. And I've always thought that Kwame was a really good lesson for me because it was really this was the first time I ever covered a team, you know, day in, day out. I had been in sports media before, but never – I was still pretty new and never at that type of depth. And it really was a good lesson about the way perception can be very different from reality and the way we, even people like us who are in media, often get our impressions of other players through other media and the stories we're being told. And, you know, I, to be totally honest, expected Kwame to be this very petulant kid, you know, not necessarily as smart as he really was, because that was the perception coming out of Washington about him. And I found him to be this very introspective, very bright guy. He did not like dealing with media, not in a hostile way, but I think he felt pretty burned. Like I used to joke all the time that, you know, he would have the Rita Hayworth poster in Shawshank or whichever star it was, so yeah, he could tunnel out of the locker room and not see any of us because he just, you know, he had had such a bad experience there. But when you would talk with him, I found him a very thoughtful guy. You know, his career didn't turn out the way certainly the Wizards or the Lakers thought it could be when they drafted him or traded for him. But the reality is, man, he had a 12-year career. Like, and, you know, he made, I think, between $60 to $70 million.
Yes.
There are far greater busts in NBA history than Kwame Brown. There were bigger busts in his own draft class than him. Like I think Stromile Swift was in his draft class. Like, wow. I'm not looking to take shots at guys, but like Stromile's career was less successful than Kwame's.
Yeah.
Like there were other guys, and you know, he was so high profile, and it was at a time when, you know, the straight to high school thing was still pretty controversial, and there was a lot of resentment against it and a lot of pushback against it. And I think he became the poster boy for a lot of what was wrong with the NBA in ways that weren't totally fair to him. Yes, he did not live up to the billing. And yes, he had a lot of shortcomings as a player. But I think he is looked back on as a much worse player than he actually was. I think he was just sort of an ordinary NBA player.
Yeah, he was in the Tyson Chandler, Eddie Curry draft class,
yeah,
that you know, the high school kids coming up to the NBA.
Yes.
I cannot imagine what was going through his head when your entrance into the league is getting crushed by Michael Jordan in practice every day, and then you get shipped to the Lakers, and now you're getting Kobe Bryant in practice.
Well, and also too,
that's crazy.
You're getting traded also for Caron Butler, who at the time, you know, was about to become an all-star or was all-star adjacent. He had had a really good season with Miami and with the Lakers. He was somebody that Kobe immediately got along with really well. Like I had not recalled a teammate at the time who fit in with Kobe as easily. Kobe was really close to Caron. So, you know, he came in kind of, you know, under behind the eight ball that way. And the Lakers had just drafted Andrew Bynum, who was going to be a project for them. And Kwame was considered kind of a project, you know, both in the front court. So there was this element of what are the Lakers actually doing, trading away somebody like Caron Butler, who seemed like he had more immediate use for what was essentially two projects,
yeah,
you know, clearing that way. It he represented too what felt like a very confusing time for the Lakers, a time that pissed off Kobe. And, you know, he became the face of a lot of that.
Funny side note, Andrew Bynum pre-pandemic was working out at my gym and he had he had dyed his hair silver and he looked like Wesley Snipes from that movie.
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. There you go. Yeah. And he's just, you know, this gigantic dude. And you're like, whoa. That's Andrew Bynum. And I think he was trying to attempt to come back maybe with the big three or whatever. So like 2018, 2019. Large man.
I loved Bynum. Yeah. He was, by the time they shipped him out in that big trade with Dwight Howard, I think he had worn out his welcome, but he was one of the ultimate no filter players I've ever seen. Like that, I mean, a lot of players talk about they don't care what everyone thinks, but you know they kind of do. Andrew Bynum genuinely didn't, for better and worse, depending on how you looked at it.
All right, let's get to the current Lakers. And it's been, you know, a difficult season. I have mentioned this a few times on the pod, and people are instantly like, why are you hating? And, you know, just let this sink in for a second, Andy. LeBron gets to the Lakers. He gets injured in the first season. They miss the playoffs. Second season, COVID hits. They get a little break. LeBron and Lakers win the title in the bubble. Third season, LeBron gets injured again. So now he's in his third season in LA, and two of these three he's been injured. I know we like to think of him as a bionic man, a cyborg, whatever you want. But the reality is, you know, the guy's 36. He has more tread on his tires than pretty much anybody in NBA history, given all the playoff runs. What's your confidence level in LeBron being able to stay healthy for a playoff run here?
It's reasonably confident. Just with the caveat of, you know, that he is vulnerable now. I mean, he absolutely is, and I think he's aware of it, and I think the team is aware of it. That being said, though, the last couple games that he played, he looked pretty good.
Yes.
I mean, he looked like LeBron. And, you know, it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, because what Kobe went through when he tore his Achilles was far more extreme. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking to make even a hopefully decent comparison, when Kobe came back from the Achilles, he would have these pockets of games, or, you know, like five or six possessions where he looked like Kobe, but he barely could summon it over the course of entire games. Like the 60 point outburst in the finale, that was one of the few times, you know, post Achilles, where he looked like Kobe from start to finish. LeBron, I thought these last two games looked like LeBron. And that's what gives me more confidence. Obviously, there's a vulnerability. Again, he's coming off a pretty serious injury. High ankle sprains are no joke. But that being said, he's looking like himself. And I think the hope is he can just get through a couple months. And then from there, you know, really take the time off necessary heading into next season to get himself right.
It's funny for me to paint it with just a hint of negativity, and then you look at his stat line. Oh, he averaged 25, 7-7 at the age of 36. Yeah, that's pretty darn good.
It's astonishing.
Yeah, it's crazy. What I love about these Lakers is they're so versatile. Like, you know, Dennis Schroeder is going to have a game where he goes for 30. Kuzma could go for 20. Horton Tucker could have a game. Like, they've got so many weapons. Do you think they're going to have any problems with the Warriors at the outset simply because Draymond Green is basically playing center the entire game for them, as opposed to a traditional center? Wiseman's hurt. I guess Kevon Looney will play some big, but it doesn't sound like there's going to be a lot of minutes for Drummond and Gasol in this one.
It doesn't worry me too much, just in the sense that if they need to play Anthony Davis at the five the majority of this game, they will. Frank Vogel actually said during today's practice, as we're talking, that they had done some stuff with AD at the five, and, you know, that look is in their bag of possibilities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for all the talk about Anthony Davis not wanting to play the five, the truth is when it matters, he'll do it. And this clearly matters. And if this is the best look, I would be more concerned about the idea that the Lakers just haven't practiced as much with him there, and just, you know, the synergy involved. But the idea that they're not equipped to handle that look with Draymond at the five or going small, That I don't buy. The Warriors are just scary because Steph is scary. I mean, what Steph has been doing like the last month and a half is just insane. And, you know, the idea that he could go off for 45 to 50 and everybody else does just enough on a night where the Lakers can't hit outside shots, which is definitely not a possibility beyond the realm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that could happen.
Now we've seen Curry struggle at Staples. I think as somebody posted his last 10 games there, he's shooting like 27%, some absurdly
Lakers
bad
have
number.
Done a good job with him
they
this
have.
Year.
Well, it's funny. The Lakers are the number one defense in the NBA. The Warriors are, I think, fifth mm-hmm. in defensive efficiency. That's crazy.
I have no idea how.
You look at the, like, Jordan Poole and Toscano Anderson and these guys.
I'm assuming somebody did the math wrong. I don't think that's actually possible.
Yeah, it feels very strange. Let me ask you about the rest of the West. You know, we'll save the Clippers for the end, but like Utah and Phoenix are the only teams that won 50 games in this shortened season, but nobody seems to be picking them. Everybody's either going Clippers or Lakers. Any faith in Utah or Phoenix here?
You know, it's interesting. Brian and I were talking about this on a Locked On Lakers podcast a couple of days ago, and I think Phoenix, I think just the issue is they don't have a lot of experience. Yeah. I mean, beyond Chris Paul and Jay Crowder, there's, and I guess maybe a little bit of Dario Saric, there's just not a lot there in terms of that type of experience. And just, you know, I don't think Devin Booker is going to like shrink from the bright lights or anything. It's just, this is an adjustment period. Like, this is something really new and different, having teams, you know, with this much time and focus scheming against you. That can be more difficult for, you know, in this particular case, a lot of players to deal with. Utah, they're a really good team, and they do a lot of things that make them really dangerous. They play really good defense. They can shoot the hell out of the ball from outside, and they can get on crazy rolls. In part, they don't scare me from a Lakers perspective, just because I don't think they have a lot of great matchups for LeBron.
Yeah.
But also, I think what makes Utah not as scary is there's nobody on that team that really scares you for a playoff series. Like,
oh, come on, Bogdanovich. Come on, Andy. Did he have 48 like 2 weeks ago or something?
He's a good player, but you're not going to be scared of him. Like, you look across the rest of the West, like LeBron and AD obviously are scary. Kawhi
Jordan
Leonard.
Clarkson revenge game? Can I tell you that?
I mean,
Clarkson went for, I mean, I think he had 40 in a game this year.
He would be looking to do it, man. He was once
you know that. Having covered him, all he's looking to do is shoot.
Back in L.A., his stomping grounds. Yeah. The DMs are probably open. He'll be all excited. But, like, Portland has Dame, who's obviously scary. Like, there's nobody. Donovan Mitchell is obviously a great player. But he, for whatever reason, and maybe this is just me being silly, isn't scary in the same way these other, like Nikola Jokic, we've seen him do incredible things in the playoffs. Like, you know, Durant is obviously scary in the playoffs. Like, for some reason, Mitchell isn't that guy. Rudy Gobert isn't sort of that type of player. So I think that's really what it is with Utah. It's just, they don't have the guy that frightens you. And maybe this is me just misevaluating him, but that's my read on it.
Well, I mean, the Donovan Mitchell injury, you know, to your point is, you know, he is a very good player, and now he's injured. So they do have a week to practice. I'm sure the Lakers, that's why they wanted the six so bad. They would love a week to get healthy, get in some practices. So that's a huge boon for Utah. I had wanted to pick the Suns to come out of the West. Obviously, I was interested in Denver until Murray went down. But, you know, Monty Williams, I looked this up. He's never won a playoff series in his life.
Really?
And, like, yeah, he's 0-2. You know, that's it. And I'm like, oh.
There's only been two.
He's been an assistant coach on a lot, but as a head
coach. I just would have thought there'd been more. That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know.
And then you're right. It's like Chris Paul. Like, and that's it. Like, I like Jay Crowder, but I don't know about against the Lakers. Although Crowder and Bridges are interesting on the wing. They're better than what Utah has, right?
Oh, yeah. Bridges has turned into a really good player. Like, if the Lakers end up facing the Suns in that first round, I think there's going to be a lot of fans who come to recognize just how good of a player Bridges is, or maybe even learn who he is.
Ayton versus AD is not favorable for the Suns.
No, it's not. I think the Suns match up very well from the Lakers' perspective. Like, that's a pretty good matchup for them, I think, to start trying to get themselves, you know, back in sync, you know, in symmetry. They're going to have to take Phoenix seriously. And I think Chris Paul has been better in the playoffs than his reputation might be. But the Lakers are better than him. I think they happen to match up very well against Phoenix.
So the elephant in the West would be the Clippers. Now, you have covered the Lakers forever. I am curious, have you covered a lot of Clippers outside of Lakers-Clippers matchups?
Yeah, I mean, been around them and stuff like that. You know, and you're obviously just living in L.A., very aware of them. And, you know, and last year they went so far out of their way to try to provoke the Lakers in, I think, an approach that blew up in their faces.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it might want to go one less billboard.
But this is the year, you know, I've been going out there bashing the Clippers as frauds, the paperclips. I mean, a lot of people do that. After what happened last year, tough not to. And then what happened in the last week of the season here, ducking the Lakers by tanking against the Thunder and Rockets. It's like, really? Where's the confidence level?
Yeah,
I did have a buddy text me and say, you know, nobody's really taking them that seriously. Maybe this is what happens and the Clippers break through this year.
Well, they've been lower key this year. Like, I think they've been quieter in a way that serves them well. You know, like I said, last year they really went out of their way to target the Lakers. And I think this year they've just been sort of doing their thing more. You know, last year they had a lot of chemistry issues that I think really came to surface in the bubble. Doesn't seem to be that type of thing this year when Paul George has been on. And, you know, I mean, this series ultimately, or however far the Clippers go in the playoffs, it's going to be seen as a referendum on Paul George. I think that's just obvious, fair or not.
Playoff P.
Playoff P. God, could anybody have picked
Palmdale
the worst
P, I guess.
I'm telling you, I think half of the Paul George slander, if not 75% of it that we hear now, would disappear if he'd just chosen a better nickname. No, that nickname's awful.
Yes. Anytime you pick your own nickname, it usually ends poorly.
Especially that one. I mean, Playoff P is terrible.
In Indiana, it was fine, right? Yeah. Going back a decade.
That is true. But oof. That being said, though, there have been times this season he's been fantastic. He has been really good for a lot of this year. You know, Kawhi obviously has a great track record in the playoffs. You know, Marcus Morris has been shooting like crazy. You know, Reggie Jackson has low-key had a very good season. Zubats has been better. You know, I think they seem like, again, there's not a team I cover, but they seem from a distance like they're in a better mental space. And that mental space, I think, was as big a problem for them last season as anything else. You know, that being said, looking like they're ducking the Lakers, there's a fine line between just pragmatic strategy and what you're signaling. You know, there's no extra points for getting through a harder draw.
Yeah. But I mean, what would you, Andy, you know, when you look at it like, oh, the Lakers are banged up. They're coming off a bunch of injuries. They have to play the play-in. I would have rather seen the Lakers early than 3 weeks from now, wouldn't you, or four?
Jared Dudley actually talked about that a few days ago, that, you know, he thinks anybody looking to duck this team early on is relatively speaking, making a mistake. And there's a logic to that.
How many games together have Schroeder, Drummond, LeBron, Kuzma, AD, like, how many minutes do these guys have to? It can't be, but it's got to be under 30, right?
It might be more than 30.
LeBron?
I was surprised. Like, I thought that the starting five of LeBron, AD, Drummond, Schroeder, KCP, I thought they hadn't played together at all until Saturday's game over this previous weekend. It turns out they had played a little bit, but the answer to your question is not a lot. Yeah. You know, there's a lot to get on the same page. Drummond has looked a lot better over like the last week or so. And, you know, he's had as rough a transition as anybody.
Yeah.
There is a logic that if you want to get these guys early before they theoretically start rolling.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That might be as vulnerable as they're going
to
be.
I need to ask you about Montrezl Harrell, who's, I don't want to say he's the forgotten man, but, you know, he was part of that issue in the Clippers bubble. You know, he had the passing of his grandma, but also there was like the old guard versus the new guard. They've now jettisoned Lou and Harrell. I'm assuming, and you are around the Lakers a lot, nobody wants to face the Clippers more than Montrezl Harrell, right?
Probably.
I mean, I'm sure LeBron is ticked off at Kawhi for not joining forces with him when he could have. But, I mean, Harrell has seemingly an axe to grind, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's been hard to get to know Trez this year. Just, you know, you're covering the team virtually. But yeah, he seems like a guy with a long memory at the risk of making sort of snap judgments online. He seems like somebody that doesn't easily forget. I think that's fair. I imagine he'd like that.
Do you think it ended? I mean, have you heard any rumors of what happened at the end with the Clippers?
Not really, to be totally honest. I mean, it seemed like there was a tension between the guys who had been there a while, you know, like you had mentioned Lou Williams, Trez. I don't necessarily know if he was any problems, but like an Ivica Zubac, you know, Patrick Beverley.
Beverley, yeah.
You know, who had been this very scrappy group that managed to give the Warriors a really tough first-round series a couple of years before, to then bringing in Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And, you know, I think a lot of dynamics changed, which they will do when you bring in stars. And frankly, they should change.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you want to get past being kind of a cute little story, you need guys like Kawhi and Paul George, who are frankly better than who you had. At the same time, though, I think also Kawhi and Paul George needed to grow some as leaders. I think they probably had to adjust the way they go about doing things. And it seemed like Paul George may have rubbed some people the wrong way. Again, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know specifics with Trez. It just seems like Trez was kind of a part of all that. And then also a lot of Trez's shortcomings as a defensive presence, I think, really became magnified in the playoffs. And that put him in the spotlight for a lot of these problems.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more. Surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
If I could be you, and you could be me
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So, as of today, any prediction as to who comes out of the West? I mean, I know there's a lot of ifs, like Donovan Mitchell's healthy, LeBron. Who are you leaning toward? The gambling odds slightly favor the Lakers over the Clippers.
I mean, if the Lakers are... if the Lakers are healthy enough to play at a high level, I'm still taking them.
Yeah.
I still think they are the best team in the West. They are more talented than they were last year. They still have to create some more synergy than the same team. But, you know, remember the Lakers in the regular season part of the bubble before the playoffs, they looked awful.
They did.
They looked really bad.
Well, maybe the weekend before the season ended. I think they beat the Clippers and Bucks.
Yes.
Before the season was
halted. It was. Yes.
LeBron had like a monster weekend and everybody was like, oh, Lakers, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. So you have been around the Lakers for, I don't know, probably. Have you been in LA all your life?
No, I grew up in St. Louis, but I've been in LA a while.
So St. Louis, what team did you watch like growing up basketball wise?
None. I wasn't even into basketball.
Really?
Nope.
How did you get into basketball?
When I moved to LA, I started following the Lakers. It surprised me. I mean, it was a bad period. They weren't even good.
This was
early '90s.
Yeah, post Magic, right?
Yeah.
So then Nick Van Exel.
I was a college student. I when Magic, the announcement of HIV positive, that was one of those I remember where I was.
Yes.
Like I was on campus, and a friend of mine told me about it, a friend of mine who was from LA. And like, I remember he had said that he was actually wearing a Magic jersey when a friend of his told him,
wow.
You know, this is back before the internet. So, you know,
yes,
news spread by mouth and, you know, somebody happened to see, you know, a news conference or whatever. And that was crazy. I mean, that was like, that felt like you remember where you were when JFK was shot moment.
So what sports did you gravitate toward growing up?
Baseball and football. More football by the time I graduated high school.
So like St. Louis Rams, I'm guessing?
No. I was a big fan of the now Arizona Cardinals.
Oh.
Even though it was torture to root for those teams.
I was a huge Cardinals fan.
I was there, like when Stump Mitchell and Otis Anderson.
Oh, Mitchell, the punt returner or something like that?
Vi Sekahima.
Vi Sekahima, yes.
Yeah, that was my guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then so you then get to the Lakers. Okay. So you missed the Showtime era.
Caught completely.
Kobe, Shaq, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will say the Nick Van Exel, Eddie Jones backcourt.
They were fun.
I loved them. Now, again, I'm a kid living in Virginia liking the Lakers, and Nick Van Exel highlights on SportsCenter were just incredible. Like Nick Van Exel behind the back, all this. I just loved that backcourt. And truth be told, I was a little upset when they got Kobe. I was like, we're breaking up Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel. What are we doing here?
Dude, living out here, man, people were mad about that.
Really?
Eddie Jones is still beloved, man.
Oh,
Laker
gosh,
fans
what a great guy.
Love
great
Eddie
defender.
Jones. Yep, they love him. There are still fans. I'm not joking. I know this from Twitter, at Cam Brothers. I've seen these people in my mentions. They're still mad about the Eddie Jones trade, even knowing how it all turned out in terms of clearing the way for Kobe. Still mad.
So I do want to ask, how did you and your brother kind of build this sports empire out? I mean, you guys have done everything, radio, TV, writing, podcast now. How does that happen?
You know, it was interesting. We, through some mutual friends, you know, my brother and I were at the time focused on trying to write screenplays and like TV specs and stuff. And we met through some mutual friends, Gary Belsky, who at the time, everybody who's in this industry knows
ESPN,
Gary.
ESPN, the magazine.
Yeah. Yep. At the time he was running ESPN, the magazine, essentially, and offered us the ability or offered us the chance to work for what was at the time, the front of the book, like the funny section, like basically punching up jokes, coming up with funny ideas. And we just took him up on the offer because we're like, sounds kind of cool. We then started, you know, writing a few features, things like that, started doing some more stuff with them. And then through Mike Bresnahan, longtime beat
Times,
writer
for
LA Times at the time, now with Spectrum. He recommended us to the Times when they were looking to start a Lakers blog.
Wow. That,
and I knew Mike through some mutual friends as well.
That's a cool story. Gary Belsky, interesting guy. So I interview through, got some friends in New York City at ESPN, the magazine.
Yeah.
And I did all my homework on him. He's a big tennis guy, if memory serves, right?
He could be.
I did all this homework on him. He's written books and I was crushing it. And then he's like, you know, Jason, I could tell you know your stuff and you're into sports. And then he hits me with this curveball. He goes, tell me something interesting outside of sports. And I just was so laser focused for this that I was just thrown for a loop. Like, son of a bitch. And I came up with I had a plant in New York City and it was dying. And my dad had said, hey, put some Epsom salts. You know, you take a bath with Epsom salts to like get your body better. Put that in the plant. It'll heal it in a heartbeat. And I hit him with that. And he was like, ooh, I've never heard that. But in the interim, when he asked it, I took so long, maybe like that 5-10 second window, you could see the look in his eyes. So he's like, Jay, we're not going to offer you the writing gig. We want you as an editor. And I was like, I don't want to be an editor. I want to write. I'm a writer. And so I didn't get it. And dude, I walked out of the interview devastated. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be stuck at Us Weekly. But I had started this blog called The Big Lead.
Yeah.
I was like, fine, I'll just pour everything into the blog. And it's funny how things work out, you know? Like,
I was going to say, I think it ended up working out for you
pretty
well.
It did end up pretty well. But listen, it's been great for you and your brother. I mean, you guys are doing everything. How have you found the screenplay thing? We'll just wrap up on that. Because I am obsessed with that as like a side hobby, which you can't make it as your side hobby, but.
It's a different, you know, writing skill. I mean, you know, I'd like to think we were okay at it. I mean, we didn't sell anything, but it's very difficult to do that.
Oh, it's impossible.
You know, it's still something that I would say we talk about, or I own Final Draft. We'll just say that.
Yes.
And we've got some stuff. We've got a couple things that have been pitched around a bit and, you know, fingers crossed, maybe something will still come.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool that you guys, work together and are in like the funny aspect of it. Cause it's just fun, right? Like,
yeah,
it's just an awesome thing of life to try. And then, you know, should you accomplish it, even if you don't, it's still like a really cool industry. Congrats on all you guys' success.
Thanks.
You guys have crushed it. You're like an institution out here in LA.
Wow.
So, pump up the podcast. Go for it.
Locked On Lakers. It's part of the Locked On Network. It's 5 shows a week, Monday through Friday, covering all things Lakers. We've got a bunch of different Warriors, Lakers Warriors previews heading into Wednesday's game. You can find it anywhere you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Zoom, Stitcher, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to think very complete, thorough, a little bit offbeat coverage. It's been fun. We really enjoy it.
Well, congrats on all your success. Thanks a lot, Andy, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks for having me, man.
At CDW, we get the right workspace helps you work better.
It took 3 encyclopedias, but my webcam is finally at the right height, and I found the perfect cardboard box for my tangled assortment of cords and cables.
Sounds great, but with TripLite Work from Anywhere Solutions orchestrated by CDW, it's easier for your teams to work consistently and productively with tools like monitor mounts, USB docks, and adapters.
Know anyone who wants 3 encyclopedias from 1992?
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at CDW.com/triplight.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.